Imagine waking up, maybe every single day, with that sort of dread of your morning shave just hanging over you.
Yeah.
You know, ritual of pain, redness, and those infuriating ingrown hairs. You might have just resigned yourself to thinking, oh, I just have sensitive skin.
Right. Or maybe even thrown in the towel on, like, traditional shaving altogether.
Exactly. But what's really striking, and you pointed this out from our source material, is the idea that sensitive skin might often be, well, a misdiagnosis.
It really might. Many people, quite unknowingly, are simply shaving poorly. And a few key adjustments, sometimes ones that feel a bit counterintuitive, can make just all the difference.
It makes you question, doesn't it? Is your skin genuinely sensitive, or is your technique just crying out for an upgrade?
Precisely.
So that's the core of it today. We're aiming to tear down that wall of frustration. Our mission for this deep dive is not just about listing techniques.
No.
It's about a complete paradigm shift, really.
Yeah.
Arming you with the knowledge, the sort of master key, to unlock comfortable, confident, irritation-free skin.
Think of it as a shortcut, mastering a crucial part of your daily routine.
Yeah, exactly. Let's embark on this journey.
Let's do it.
So, okay, we're talking transformation. Our source material kicks things off by revisiting what might look like shaving 101.
Uh-huh. The basics.
Right. But don't let the simplicity fool you. These six steps, often skipped or just fundamentally misunderstood, they are the absolute bedrock.
They really are.
It's where that sensitive skin myth often starts, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the very first step is all about prep, opening and cleaning those pores.
Okay, so step one, warm water.
It's easy to just think of a warm shower as, you know, a nice way to start the day.
Yeah, it feels good.
But our source reveals its pivotal sort of scientific role. The warm water doesn't just open pores. It actually impacts the tensile strength of your hair.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, imagine trying to cut like a stiff, brittle wire versus a softened, pliable one. This prep phase fundamentally softens the hair keratin itself, which dramatically reduces the force the blade needs, minimizes irritation right down at the microscopic level. It's like disarming the problem before it starts.
So the source says start with a warm shower or just wash your face.
Exactly. Warm water, maybe a gentle cleanser. Get that hair softened.
That's a powerful insight, softening the hair, not just the skin surface. Okay, so skin prep, pores ready.
Hmm.
Step two, apply your shaving cream or soap.
Mm-hmm.
And the source says, while your skin's still slightly damp, apply it against the direction of hair growth. Now, for a lot of us, that feels wrong, right?
It does feel wrong instinctively, like you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. So why this initial against the grain move just for the cream?
Okay. That intuition is common, but here's where the distinction is really vital. For applying the cream, it isn't about cutting. It's purely preparation. Our sources explain this action specifically helps lift each individual hair away from the skin, makes it stand up straighter.
I see.
Creates a much more accessible target for the razor when it eventually arrives. Ensures a cleaner cut, closer to the base, without that tugging feeling. Think of it like an engineer setting up the perfect angle.
Right, right. Yep. That makes sense. A fascinating, almost counterintuitive dance then.
Yeah.
Cream against the grain to lift.
Exactly.
Then, step three dictates shave with the grain.
Yes, with the grain for the actual shave.
But the instinct for many is just avoid going against the grain entirely, thinking it's always the enemy.
Yeah.
Can you break down why that distinction, cream application versus razor action, is so absolutely critical?
This is probably the most crucial point for avoiding irritation, full stop. Our sources are incredibly clear on this.
Okay.
Going against the grain with the actual razor blade can cause significant friction and, well, aggressive tugging on the hair follicles. It's not just uncomfortable.
Well,
it's a direct assault on the skin. You're literally pulling the hair partially out of the follicle before cutting it. That leads straight to the inflammation, the irritation, the rash.
Okay. That redness.
Exactly. Shaving with the grain, however, minimizes all that stress. The blade glides more smoothly, severs the hair cleanly without unnecessary pulling or trauma, prevents that angry reaction.
Makes perfect sense when you explain it like that. So, precise cut made, the next critical piece, our source insists, is the instrument itself. Step four, use a good quality shaving tool.
Right.
But, you know, the market's flooded with vibrating heads, 5, 6, 7 blades. Is the source basically saying a lot of that's just noise? Simplify.
Precisely. Our sources really cut through the marketing hype.
Yeah.
They highlight that a good quality tool isn't defined by gimmicks.
Okay.
It's about how effectively the razor does its main job. Cleanly, efficiently cutting hair with minimal irritation. Those fancy features, like vibrating heads, often add nothing to the shave quality.
Not even hinder it.
Could even create additional drag, yeah. The focus should be on solid construction, a sharp edge, and sort of an intelligent design that respects the skin, not chasing the latest gadget.
Got it. Okay, shave complete. Step 5 focuses on the immediate aftermath. Rinse your face with warm water. Just an initial rinse to clear away soap and stubble. But crucially, the source says you don't want your pores to close just yet.
Yeah.
Why keep them open for this first rinse?
Exactly. That warm water rinse right after shaving is all about cleanliness, removing any debris from the process.
Makes sense.
We keep the pores open for this initial rinse just to ensure they're thoroughly flushed out, clear of any lingering impurities or tiny hair fragments. It's a gentle flush, making sure everything's pristine before the final protective step.
Okay, and that leads us straight into step 6, the final foundational step.
Yeah.
Close those pores, this time with cold water.
Yes, the cold rinse.
So after the warm rinse, follow up with cold. This sounds like sealing the deal, right? Protecting the skin.
Absolutely. This final step is essential and honestly often overlooked. The cold water acts like a natural astringent.
Tightens things up.
It tightens and closes your now clean pores. And this is critical because open pores are just vulnerable. Vulnerable to irritation, infection from environmental stuff, even lingering microscopic bacteria. Closing them creates that protective barrier, reducing the likelihood of those post-shave bumps and ingrown hairs that plague so many people. It calms the skin, reduces redness, locks in that fresh, clean feeling.
And this is when you'd apply aftershave if you use it.
Exactly. Now's the time. Aftershave can also help soothe and protect.
Okay, so we've walked through those foundational 6, a really clear roadmap, actually, for preventing most common shaving issues.
Yeah, it covers a lot.
But what if you're out there listening and you're thinking, I do all that, or most of it, and you're still battling redness, bumps, just general irritation.
Right, it happens.
Our source says even then, you can still get shaving rash.
Ugh.
Which suggests we need to dig into some extra measures, you know, elevate the shave beyond the basics.
Exactly. Time to refine the technique.
Let's start with how the razor itself is designed. You mentioned intelligent design earlier.
Yes. This is where we get into the subtle engineering that can really separate a good shave from a great one. Our source highlights a fascinating, often unseen, feature. A small wheel on the leading edge of some razors.
A wheel. Like a tiny roller.
Exactly. Think of it like a tiny built-in lubricant delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
Without this wheel, the blade can sort of push the shaving cream aside, like a snowplow clearing a path.
Leaving it dry for the next blade.
Precisely.
Huh.
Leaves a drier surface for subsequent blades. But with the wheel, it gently rolls over the cream, ensuring a constant fresh cushion of lubrication right where the blade meets your skin.
That makes a huge difference, I bet.
It drastically cuts friction, makes for an incredibly smoother, less irritating glide. It's just a great example of how small design innovations can have a big impact.
And it's not just the wheel, but also something as fundamental as how far apart the blades are spaced.
Yes, blade spacing.
Our source points out blades too close together can cause problems. I always assumed more blades closer meant a better, closer shave.
That's a really common misconception, and our source debunks it beautifully. Blades pack too tightly. They don't just clog easily with hair and cream.
Which is annoying enough.
Right. But more critically, they can cause multiple blades to tug at the same hair simultaneously. Ouch.
Yeah, it's not just uncomfortable. It's a recipe for skin trauma. When multiple blades grab that same hair, it pulls the follicle upwards slightly out, creates like a tiny ramp.
Oh no.
For the next blade to cut below the skin surface.
The dreaded ingrown hair cause.
Directly causes ingrown hairs, those painful red bumps, persistent inflammation. It's a truly vicious cycle. Designs that intelligently increase the spacing ensure each blade takes its turn, cleanly severing the hair without that excessive tugging, drastically reduces irritation.
That is such a clear explanation. Really changes my perspective on blade count. Okay, next up, our source champions the power of the Badger hairbrush.
The brush.
Recommending considering one to apply your soap. This always feels a bit, I don't know, luxurious, like an extra step from old movies.
Uh-huh, yeah, it has that vibe.
But it sounds like it has very real practical benefits too.
Oh, absolutely. It's far more than just a nod to tradition or luxury. Beyond the undeniable treat aspect, the Badger hairbrush is a multitasking powerhouse. Its bristles, they're firm yet flexible. They excel at lifting hairs before you shave, just like applying cream against a grain does.
Reinforces that step.
Exactly. Ensures each hair is standing tall, perfectly positioned, But it goes further. The brush also gently exfoliates your skin, helps clean out your pores even more thoroughly.
Augmenting step one again.
Precisely. Plus, it whips up a richer, thicker lather than you usually get with your hands, providing superior lubrication, enhancing that razor glide. It's a genuine game changer for skin prep.
It's incredible how often we circle back to these foundational things, isn't it? Like the pores.
It all connects.
Our source highlights that simply doing the steps of opening and closing your pores is the number one thing people ignore, above even some of these advanced techniques.
Yeah, it's surprising but true, according to the source.
Why do we consistently overlook something so fundamental and apparently so vital? What's the psychology there?
That raises a fascinating question, right? If it's so simple, why skip it? Our source suggests it often comes down to, well, perceived time savings.
Trying to rush.
Exactly. And maybe just a lack of understanding of the underlying mechanics. In our fast-paced routines, we often rush or just completely skip these crucial prep and post-shave rituals.
Yeah.
People might not fully grasp that taking an extra minute, maybe two, for warm water than cold, they're actively preventing irritation and infection, ultimately saving themselves much more time and discomfort later.
It's a false economy, skipping it.
Totally. It's a foundational element that, despite its simplicity, just can't be overstated as a primary cause of shaving rash, right up there with dull blades.
Okay, speaking of after the shave, our source also talks about proper razor care and even how you dry your face.
Uh-huh, crucial details.
Specifically, never rest your razor blades facing down. And when drying your face, dab it gently with a towel, don't wipe. These seem minor, but I suspect they're anything but.
You suspect correctly. These seemingly minor details are actually critical. Resting blades down traps water.
Leads to rust.
Leads to faster corrosion, rust, and dullness, exactly as the source points out. And a dull blade. Well, it isn't just inefficient. It's practically an act of aggression against your skin.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Instead of cleanly slicing, it literally drags and tugs at your hairs, often yanking them partly from the follicles. Think about trying to cut a tomato with a blunt knife.
Yeah, it just mushes it.
Right. Now imagine that on your face every morning. And post-shave, your skin is always a bit sensitive from the, you know, exfoliation of shaving. So dabbing, rather than wiping, ensures you treat it gently.
Prevents extra irritation.
Prevents unnecessary friction and microabrasions that can definitely escalate into irritation, even if you get everything else perfectly right up to that point.
Okay, so we've meticulously covered the steps, the advanced techniques, the common oversights. If we had to boil it all down, what's the single ultimate enemy in this fight against shaving rash?
The source is absolutely unequivocal on this. Dull blades, they are your worst enemy. Full stop.
The primary culprit.
The primary culprit. And what's truly insightful here is how the feeling of a bad shave, that irritation, almost always directly correlates with blade sharpness.
Ah, makes sense.
It's not just about getting a close shave. It's profoundly about the health and comfort of your skin. A sharp blade minimizes friction, cuts cleanly, dramatically reduces trauma to the hair follicles and the surrounding skin.
And that leads right into the frequency of changing blades, something I think many of us, myself included, are probably guilty of stretching out.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's easy to do.
The source says change them regularly. Suggests if you shave every day, swap in a fresh cartridge once a week. Weekly. For daily shavers. That sounds frequent.
It does sound frequent compared to common practice, doesn't it? And this raises a really important practical question.
The cost.
Exactly. While frequent changes are, without doubt, ideal for skin health, the source acknowledges, implicitly at least, that the cost of replacement blades from many big brands can make this a significant financial burden.
Yeah, those cartridges add up.
They really do. And that high recurring cost, unfortunately, prevents many people from adhering to this best practice. It creates a real barrier to consistent irritation-free shaving and optimal skin health.
Right.
It's that tension between ideal care and economic reality.
Definitely something to consider. So, okay, if we connect all these intricate pieces,
yeah,
the deep dive into pore prep, the nuances of razor design and care, understanding the true enemy is that dull blade.
Yeah.
What's the ultimate result, the payoff for our listener who really embraces this knowledge?
You will find just a profound transformation. Your skin won't just feel more resilient and look healthier.
Yeah.
You will consistently achieve a better, truly irritation-free shave. It's really about empowering you with comprehensive knowledge, understanding not just what to do, but why each step works at that fundamental level.
Knowing the why makes a difference.
Huge difference. It transforms what might have been a frustrating, maybe even painful daily chore into a confident, comfortable, and honestly satisfying ritual of self-care. It's truly about upgrading your daily life through informed action.
What a deep dive. Seriously, we've gone from debunking that pervasive, sensitive skin myth all the way to understanding the intricate dance of warm water and hair keratin.
Uh-huh.
The clever engineering of blade spacing, the absolute necessity of treating your skin with intention. You really do now have a complete roadmap.
Yeah, tools are there.
Turning that daily shave into a moment of confidence and comfort.
Indeed. We've seen how these small, deliberate changes, backed by a deeper scientific and mechanical understanding, can lead to really significant and lasting improvements in just a foundational daily routine.
So, for you, our listener, here's maybe a final thought to mull over. If approaching something as seemingly simple as shaving with this level of intention, this level of knowledge, can yield such profound results, what other daily rituals or routines in your life might be transformed by a deeper, more informed approach? Perhaps there's more to discover and master right under your nose.
Something to think about.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.